This episode of It's the End of the World as We Know It and I Feel Fine was made possible by contributions from slaves like you. Spanky very much.
This is our world now. The world of the electron and the switch. The beauty of the bond. We exist without nationality, skin color, or religious bias. You wage wars, murder, cheat, lie to us and try to make us believe it's for our own good, yet we're the criminals. Yes, I am a criminal. My crime is that of curiosity. I am a hacker, and this is my manifesto. Huh? Right? Manifesto? You may stop me, but you can't stop us all. That's cool.
It's the end of the world as we know it. I feel fine.
Good morning, slaves, and welcome to another edition of It's the End of the World as We Know It, and I Feel Fine. Where hacking is not for breakfast anymore.
He likes it! Hey, Mikey!
I am your host, Stimulator, and if you enjoy a good, healthy bowl of cereal, I suggest you start growing your own. The man your mama calls Obama recently nominated Islam Siddiqui to the post of Chief Agricultural Negotiator. Siddiqui is currently a vice president at CropLife America, a lobbying junta that represents those Franken-food fuckers at Monsanto. If this creepy-looking cousin fucker gets the gig, that will mean that the entire food overseeing apparatus of the United States of America will be handled by Monsanto lackeys. You might remember that the FDA recently announced that Michael Taylor, a former Monsanto executive, had joined the agency as a senior advisor to the commissioner. Whatever the fuck that means. And just weeks after clinching the election, our new commander in shit appointed Monsanto puppet Tom Vilsack to head the agriculture department. But Obama could give a flying fuck if your food is being made into fuel to run military tanks, or if your cornflakes are spiked with jellyfish DNA.
He likes it!
After all, he's got Michelle tending a sweet, sweet organic garden on the White House lawn. Paid for by you. But those yummy veggies won't do well if runaway climate change is not kept in check. Obama has been working hard to hammer out a deal that will curb carbon emissions to save us all from imminent ecological collapse. On the run-up to climate negotiations in Copenhagen, world leaders met in Singapore where it was revealed that there will be no motherfucking climate deal. I'd like to see how Alex Jones and his cadre of Exxon-funded climate change deniers tackle that one.
Submit to us and our divine will, we're geniuses!
But more on climate change deniers after the break. Yep, our so-called rulers have pretty much sealed the deal for humanity and the rest of the ecosphere. I hope you'll like living in Venus. But wait, there's one last hope.
Hackers of the world, unite!
We know that cyber intruders have probed our electrical grid. And that in other countries, cyber attacks have plunged entire cities into darkness.
The show Shitty Minutes recently reported that hackers have broken into the highly secured computer networks of the US government.
Some unknown foreign power, and honestly we don't know who it is, broke into the Department of Defense, to the Department of State, the Department of Commerce, probably the Department of Energy, probably NASA.
Hackers could single-handedly stop this insane machine we call civilization. If you don't believe me, listen to this.
What happens when the attacker is not attempting to steal money, but to destroy the process that accounts for money? That's the real issue we have to worry about.
To destroy the records.
It's all record keeping. It's accountability of the wealth and the movement of that money through the system that has to be reconciled at the speed of light. So if you impact or contaminate the data or destroy the data where you couldn't have reconciliation, you could have cascading impact in the banking system.
Can you describe the consequences?
If everybody goes down to take the money out, it's not there. So that's the issue. Since banking is based on confidence, what happens when you destroy confidence?
As my buddy Vlad once told me, the one thing that keeps our stupid reality going is faith in the system. If people lose that confidence, the whole thing goes to shit. I know that most people out there will be shocked at the suggestion that our economic system needs to be destroyed. But the reality is that you can't eat money, you can't drink money, and when you look at the core of our motherfucking global clusterfucks, money's at the center of it. I'm not trying to oversimplify any analysis of the ills of the world, but if I had the choice of which domino I would knock out first, money would be it. But if hackers fail to deliver, peak oil is right behind them. An anonymous whistleblower at the International Energy Agency stated
that the world is much closer to running out of oil than official estimates admit.
Once again, the puppet masters don't want the slaves to revolt, and news of impending oil shortages could wreak havoc on our already weak system. But there are some folks who are impatient and want to get things moving. In Greece, thousands took to the streets to commemorate the 1973 Athens Polytechnic Uprising, a student street battle that set the stage for the overthrow of the ruling military regime. To honor the lives of their brave comrades, anarchists clashed with police in what some are calling a precursor to the anniversary of last year's Greek rebellion.
Remember, remember, the 6th of December.
Without fail, every time I mention man-made climate change on my show, I'll get one or two comments from viewers that go something like this.
Global warming is a tool of the global elite to pass a carbon tax to enslave humanity, and when the lizards come...
Blah, blah, motherfucking blah. It might seem that I'm making fun of you, but I'm not. Well, maybe a little. But no one is born knowing everything. And I want y'all to know that I wish nothing but the best for my motherfucking viewers. So this is why I will take the next few minutes to debunk one of the claims that many of my viewers have made about climate change over the years. The notion that a global elite invented the problem of man-made climate change in order to institute a global carbon tax, therefore creating one world government, was popularized by the fat fucking radio talk show host Alex Jones. Now, before I mince this argument to shreds, let me set the record straight on Mr. Jones. Alex Jones is an irresponsible piece of shit and merchant of fear who has gotten rich by telling fairy tales to scared Americans and selling them useless pieces of metal as their salvation to the coming Armageddon. I've been hearing the global warming hoax and tax bit since the era of George W. Bush. Now, according to Jones and his ilk, Bush is part of the global elite through the lineage of his family and affiliations with the Skull and Bones fraternity. And to top it off, W.'s daddy repeatedly used the term
New World Order.
You with me so far? If you were paying attention during the reign of King George, you will know that W went farther than any other so-called elite to deny and silence anyone in his government who would sound the alarm on global warming. Just ask NASA scientist James Hansen.
After my talk at AGU, I was told that I had to have prior approval to speak to the media. And for a few days, I followed that that procedure, and they did disallow me to speak to National Public Radio, for example, and they sent a substitute instead of me.
Now, why would Bush try so hard to silence Hansen? Isn't global warming part of their big plan? Maybe Bush was fucking with us, you know, messing with our minds?
Ah! Oh, God, no! What are you doing, man?
Sometimes that helps, yeah.
But that wasn't his style. That dumb motherfucker was pretty straightforward about what he wanted to do. Hook his buddies up in the oil and the military industries. Exxon and the oil lobby are the main funders of the anti-global warming disinformation campaign. And it's pretty obvious why. The crack that they push on us is the main producer of CO2, which has been attributed as the leading cause for carbon emissions. But anti-elite Alex Jones himself uses the same language as the Competitive Enterprise Institute, a think tank funded by Exxon that launched a campaign against global warming.
They claim that CO2, which plants breathe, was killing the Earth.
And as for carbon dioxide,
It isn't smog or smoke. It's what we breathe out and plants breathe in.
Well, fish breathe water, but I wouldn't want millions of gallons of it on my street. Know what I'm saying? By now you are probably thinking, what the fuck does this have to do with Obama? After all, he's the new puppet of the global elite. And indeed he is. But the reality is that taxing corporations for their carbon emissions is not good for business. And Obama is beholden to the coal lobby, who would lose big money if they had to pay for the CO2 they put into the atmosphere. So far under Obama, no carbon taxes have been passed, and no deals expected to go through during the Copenhagen talks this December. So it doesn't matter if they're Republicans or Democrats, global warming is not convenient for them. Remember that the US took a big old shit on the Kyoto Protocol, and guess who the US sent to lead those talks? Mr. Global Warming himself, Al Gore. So what I'm saying is this, the world is not that simple, my fellow slaves. Yes, they are elites whose prime directive is more power and control. But trying to explain our dire state of affairs by blaming a few white men who meet in dark rooms is retarded. Thousands of scientists and experts have concluded that human-produced carbon emissions are warming the climate, and humans are destroying the planet by overfishing, polluting our rivers, lakes, and oceans, cutting down the forests, mining for gold, and the list goes on. Yes, they are elites and they must be stopped, but we need to stop kidding ourselves and think that they are these almighty eyes in the sky that see and know everything. The elites I'm talking about look more like multinational corporations who control banks and the military, who destroy ecosystems in the name of profit, and who love more than anything to see us fight amongst ourselves. These corporations are made of human beings just like you and me, and they can be defeated. But the first step in destroying them is for us to stop being afraid. As I said before, our leaders have already failed to take action to save what's left of our planet. And we continue to obey them like good little servants. Now are we gonna go on like this, or are we going to ignite the global slave revolt? And that about does it for this edition of It's the End of the World as We Know It and I Feel Fine. I'd like to thank the following slaves for their support in making this show happen. Jason, Christopher, Amber, Paolo, Fatima, Dorothy, Stephen, Cameron, Christopher, Flynn, Amanda, Stephen, Patrick, Rodney, Jeffrey, Justin, Will, Jose, Caleb, Christopher, Eduardo, Mark, Charlene, Robert, John, William, Matthew, Edwin, Nicholas, Samika, Gail, Alfonso, Gwyn, Vincent, and Charles. Protella. I also want to let y'all know that my good friends over at the Dominion have released their yearly special edition. This time, it's all about the Olympics. Just go to dominionpaper.ca to find out how to get your copy. To comment on this show and for links to more climate change denier debunkers, just visit my fucking website, stimulator.tv. Now chill out.
Remember kids, you can podcast high quality video of this show at submedia.tv.